got two passages we're going to focus on today, and we're going to start with one, and one's going to come later. And I'm telling you this ahead of time just because I don't want you to be sitting there and going, what is she doing? Where is she going? I'm not following what she's doing. Just hang on there with me, and we'll get there, okay? Our first passage in our carry-on baggage message today is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and his powerful strength. Put on God's armor so that you can make a stand against the tricks of the devil. We aren't fighting against human enemies, but against rulers, authorities, forces of cosmic darkness, and spiritual powers of evil in the heavens. Therefore, pick up the full armor of God so that you can stand your ground on the evil day, and after you have done everything possible to stand. So stand with the belt of truth around your waist, justice as your breastplate, and put shoes on your feet so that you are ready to spread the good news of peace. Above all, carry the shield of faith so that you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. How many of us have ever felt those, eh? Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Offer prayers and petitions in the Spirit all the time and stay alert by hanging in there and praying for all believers. Amen? Amen. So, how many of you have ever traveled on an airplane? Just so you know, this is a conversational message you're about to receive, so you'll be participating the whole time. If you want to enjoy yourselves, you'll want to participate. Otherwise, you'll be bored. So, how many of you have traveled recently on an airplane? Okay, it went from like the whole room to three people. Traveling is not easy, especially when it comes to your baggage, right? They've made it almost unpleasant, and basically they've made it to the point where to be cost-effective and travel, you have to pack just the absolute bare necessities and take them with you on the plane so that you don't have to pay half as much again as you paid for your ticket to put your luggage with you, correct? It's ridiculous. Well, anybody that knows me will not be shocked by this. This is my main suitcase. Now, make sure you can get a good look, because it is fabulous, and you should know this is who I am. Because this is a very pink, very girly piece of luggage. Now, I will tell you that my husband is not ashamed to drag this through the airport, just so you know. But it serves its purpose because it's hard. It's one of those hard shells. It is bright. I don't have any problem seeing it when it's on the conveyor if it's checked. If it's in the, you know how they sometimes stop you at the door where you get on the plane and they tell you, what is that called, gate check or something like that? And they take, I can always find mine. In that sea of bags, I can always find my luggage. I love this suitcase. If anything ever happens to this suitcase, I will find another one that is equally as gaudy as this one. So this is what I use when I travel. And recently, a year ago, Leo and I went on a trip to Arizona to visit his father and stepmother, as well as a longtime friend of mine and his wife and kids. And we did not want to pay to check baggage. So we both carried a suit. His is baby blue. He's very much in touch with his manhood. So, but we both took these, and then we took another bag, you know, because you can carry like a purse or some sort of tote. So we both did that so that we didn't have to pay for anything. And I packed very strategically. You know, you have to pack very, very strategically if you're carrying your stuff on because you've got limited space. We knew that the places that we were going, we could do some laundry if we needed to. So we didn't have to pack like an outfit for every day and all that kind of stuff. We could recycle clothes. Leo brought his camera case for his other carry-on, and it was kind of cumbersome and challenging going through the airport, dragging all this stuff, and then trying to maneuver through people and all that, but we did it because we're cheap, and we didn't want to spend our money on that. Now, I share this all with you because as I was planning to speak this morning, these things came to my mind. This suitcase came to my mind, and as I was listening to God, and he was helping me map this out, this luggage came to mind. I'm going to talk to you today about luggage. We've been talking about baggage. Last week, Patty did an absolutely phenomenal job of helping us to focus on our baggage and the things that we carry around with us, the labels that people have put on us in our past and the things that we carry about ourselves, like, you know, addicted to things and bitterness toward people and all of those things that we carry with us. And then she had us, if you remember, if you were here, she had us we wrote it down. I had so many, I didn't have enough room on my tag, but she had us put on this piece of paper these things that we were carrying around as baggage in this suitcase and left it. We checked it. We checked it and we left it. It was an awesome visual. I was really jealous because I was trying desperately to think of a really cool visual that I could do to follow that up, and I couldn't find any. So you just get me, sorry. And my pink suitcase. And my pink suitcase. But when Patty did that, it made me think of the suitcases that you check when you're doing it, when you check in, not at the gate check, that come out on the conveyor after you get where you're going, and you go to baggage claim, and the bags are going around on the conveyor. I need you to all visualize with me. People are looking at me like I'm in another universe or something. They go around on that conveyor, and you stand there and you wait, and you watch for yours, and you keep watching and you keep waiting, and I kept thinking of, you know, my stuff that I checked last week in that luggage, in that baggage. My stuff got checked, and it's still on the conveyor, and I'm not picking it up, and I'm just going to leave that, and I'm going to buy a new suitcase, because I'm sure along the line I'll need a new bag to carry my baggage, but I'm leaving that. So that's the visual that I got last week when I walked away, was my baggage was checked, and I thought, there you go. I'm leaving it on the conveyor. I'm not grabbing it again. When we were in Arizona, we flew into Las Vegas. Have y'all ever been to the Las Vegas airport? Ew. Ew. It's just frightening. It's just, there's so much going on there. And our bags that were supposed to be in that little compartment on the airplane when we came out, they weren't there. And so then they said, okay, go down this way. You can get them from that way. So we walked all the way down to get them. They weren't there. So we walked all the way back to where those people said we should go, and they weren't there. And we just kept walking, and there was not even anybody in the airport where we were at that time, because everyone else had gotten their stuff and left, and we were still looking for our little pink and baby blue bags, and we couldn't find them anywhere. And I kept thinking to myself, okay, what's in that bag that I can do without? Because at this point, I'm done. I'm just ready to go. I need some sunshine, some vitamin D. Just get me out of this airport. So we eventually did find them. They had been taken aside because apparently we had taken too long to get them. So they had been stashed away. I'm sorry, you sent us all over the airport and back, and I'm sorry, we took too long. So we backtracked back and forth, finally found them. And I thought, what is in that bag that I really need? So my question for you today, as we finally get to the biblical focus of my point here, is what are you packing? What are you packing? What are you packing? I had some conversations in the last couple of weeks with people that are in my life. Friends, colleagues, coworkers, Bible teachers, that kind of thing. And my conversations contained this big question. And I didn't word it exactly like this, but this is in essence what I was going for. What are the thoughts and feelings and intentions that are important to you, maybe even God sent, that you're packing in your life luggage? Notice I said luggage, not baggage. Because for me today, in this moment, baggage is that stuff that we checked and left. Luggage is what I'm carrying with me, what I'm packing and carrying with me. So I asked these friends and colleagues and Bible teachers, what are you packing in your life luggage? Here are some of the answers that I got that stuck with me. Hope. Faith, love, forgiveness, salvation, joy, peace. Here are some others. Knowledge of what's right and wrong for my life. Knowing to think before I act. Remembering where I came from. and remembering what others have done for me. So these responses are from two specific people that I talked to. And it occurred to me that what we carry in our lives depends where we are at in our life and our faith journey. What's in our luggage depends where we are. There's substantially a difference in what you claim is in your luggage early on in your life journey, early on in your faith journey, and then later on when you're connected and solid and zoned in on what Jesus has got. Now, the fruit of the Spirit popped into my head instantly when that first list, hope, faith, love, forgiveness, salvation, joy, peace. So, oh my gosh. Actually, Nancy pointed out that it was the fruits of the Spirit. I didn't get it. I'm not going to lie. She totally. I said, so what am I going to do with this? And she's like, duh. So this is our second passage then. In Galatians 5, 22 and 23, it reads, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is not the conversational part. Just so you know. I'll cue you. I don't like it either. This passage includes a list, literally, of some pretty important carry-ons. Yes? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In my opinion, the greatest of those on that list is love. Because when we carry in our heart love, then we experience more joy. We experience more peace. We're more patient. We're definitely more kind. We're good. I was going to say gooder, but that's not a word. We're gentle. And we're in control of ourselves. And we are more faithful. When we carry love, we will be more faithful to each other and to God. We are faith-filled when we experience the love of the one true King that we sang about last week. Remember, we sang that song about the one true King. That love that Jesus brought down to earth as a baby and then taught us about and expressed so completely all the way to his death on the cross. Any of you that were here at Christmas time hopefully are remembering that the most impacting part of that was that we learned that Christmas is not just that baby. There's a bigger thing attached to that, and it's the cross. The love of Jesus is like a big suitcase, a big piece of luggage that contains everything we could possibly need. And God has equipped us with that very love. Every single one of us, it is available to us. So why do some of us live without it? What's the connecting point? The connecting point, or in airline and baggage speak, is the connection is Jesus. The connection is Jesus. Let's be honest. Some of us haven't claimed that yet, have we? It's not a judgment, and it's not a shame on you, or a scolding, or a calling out, or it's not meant to make you feel bad. It's just honesty. I've had points in my life when I was totally not claiming it all along in my life. And I have known Jesus since I walked the halls in this very building as a 2-year-old. But sometimes we check it and we let go of it. Right, Patty? We check it. When or until we make the connection between ourselves and the love of Jesus and what that offers, we ourselves are kind of like that suitcase that's on that conveyor that's just going around by itself and nobody's grabbing it. This is all the stuff that was in my head this week as I'm thinking about baggage and luggage and suitcase and airlines. And I just kept thinking of that suitcase. It's bewildered, and it's like, you know, what's going on? Why isn't anybody grabbing me? We may not realize for a long time, but the empty place is there. And even when we do have it and we make the connection, we have times in our lives, like I said, that we temporarily check it and forget it. Life struggles. How many of us ever have life struggles? Money challenges? These things carry and bury the very thing that protect us and sustain us in those times of need. We take off that armor that we talked about at the beginning. We take off our armor, and our luggage is minusculely full, and then we flounder through life and we think we're going to be able to do it on our own. No armor, nothing in our luggage. How's that working for you? It doesn't work for me. In the times when I've done that, it does not work for me. Boy, it's hard and it's ugly and it's unpleasant and it makes me bitter and I don't feel peace, I don't feel love, I don't feel joy, I'm not patient. I'm none of those things when my armor's off. So what are you packing? Can you tell from the first list? I'll go back and read the list just in case I've lost you by now. The first list was hope, faith, love, forgiveness, salvation, joy, and peace. The second list was knowledge of what's right and wrong in my life, knowing to think before I act, remembering where I came from and remembering what others have done for me. Without verbally or audibly responding, can you tell from the first list to the second list which individual might be packing a fuller suitcase of luggage? Can you tell? Which one? Some of you might say one answer, some of you might say another. Who's experiencing a stronger sense of what love comes, that love comes only from Jesus? Who's experiencing that sense that love only comes from Jesus? Who has made their connecting flight? And who may be running wildly through the airport trying to figure out how they're going to make it to the end before their plane takes off? Our beginning scripture gives us a visual of armor, the things that we wear as followers and proclaimers of the love of Jesus. Now see, notice I said followers and proclaimers because I have this conversation with people all the time. I can believe in Jesus and everything he stands for and everything he did and everything he brought. But if I don't proclaim it and put it into action, there's no point. There's a difference between following and believing and participating in that relationship. That love is given to you. What you do with it is on you. And that's where participating is key. We've got to participate in our relationship. We've got to put that armor on. We've got to pack our luggage knowing what's in there. And then we got to go out and we got to use it. Take the trip. Go on the journey. What's the point of packing your luggage if you're not going anywhere? Truth, justice, peace, faith, salvation. These are the things God equips us with in our armor, in that visual armor, in that armor, truth, justice, peace, faith, salvation. He packs our luggage with and he provides for our spiritual well-being. And all of these connect to what? Love. There is love in truth. There is love in justice. There is love in peace. And there is most of all love in faith and most definitely salvation. That is the biggest demonstration of that love that's in your luggage. Don't you think that being equipped with this armor and having our luggage packed well looks differently depending on where we are in our connection? I do. And the exciting thing is that we have the ability to run alongside someone in the airport. I'm all about the visuals this morning, sorry, but I just got into it and I couldn't get out of it. If you know somebody who's frantically running through the airport and your luggage is full, what's your next step? Run, run, run. And if you're somebody who is running frantically through the airport, what's your next step? Find someone to run with you. Don't just run all by yourself. We have the ability to take someone to run alongside us if we are that one that's lost or wandering and you can't seem to find the right terminal. We can ask for help. We can seek out answers and finally make our connection. Ask God. Ask God to put somebody in your path that's going to help run alongside you. Ask God to help fill up your luggage so that you can be that for someone else. Ask God. If you don't know what you're packing, ask God. He'll tell you. The Word of God clearly defines what's in our luggage. The Bible clearly gives it to us. But again, it's participative. Don't be an observer. Participate. Here's the thing. Does it seem one-sided to you? I mean, do you think that God just loads up your luggage, sends you on your way, and just does what he does with what's inside? Because I can't get anything out of this suitcase unless I open it, right? Don't be contrary. Mama's making a point, don't be contrary. I can't get anything out of this suitcase if I don't open it. And I can't wear the stuff that's in here if I don't put it on. So what are you packing and what are you wearing? We all have the ability to fill our luggage. The same stuff is available for you as it's available for me in my luggage. It's all right there. But you got to want it. You got to ask for it. You got to claim it. So claim your luggage. Do something with it. Open it up. Put it on. Put on that armor of God. Suit up, my friends. Because it's going to take all of us to change the world.